Woman arrested by TSA with cocaine in her wheelchair.
That was her driving by.
It's all right. Your bell went off early. It happens.
Premature, yeah, sometimes. You know, it's early in the morning.
Right, you get hit in
it. It's cold. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
All right, she had cocaine in her wheelchair tires. Officers at a New York JFK airport confiscated over $450,000 worth of coke from a traveler who was hiding the drugs in the wheels of her wheelchair.
Wow. Innovative thinking.
Yeah, it's one of those. It sounded good on paper.
Right.
Officials became suspicious when the wheels were not turning correctly.
Right. Not inflated properly.
Yeah, they probably just went to help and they're like, wait a minute.
Right. Or either that or she's like going on the airport like really fast.
So it forced the TSA to x-ray the chair. Man, wouldn't we want them to x-ray all the chairs?
Yes, now. Also, okay, it's one of those bomb-making equipment, didn't it?
Right.
This one's only loading C4 over here. That's okay. I'm looking for cocaine right now.
I mean, if it's going on the plane, right. It should be checked.
Right. And they're going, thank God we're constantly here. Boom! In the background.
Right. I got to take my shoes off and send them through, but you're going to let this metal structure
right
go right through.
Filled with God knows what.
Yeah. All right. Good. That seems like it's right thing to do to make.
Then while you're sitting there going up with that guy with this cocaine capture, also you see a big flash in the sky. Boom. Ah, damn it. Next time, bombs also. Bombs also next time. Damn it. Who can we blame on this?
Yeah, we're going to have to start looking at everything.
We'll blame the economy for this one.
Yeah, you got to take flip-flops off, put them in the
right
thing and send them through.
Exactly.
Not the wheelchair, just bring them through.
That's okay. It's a grandmother.
If it's going on the plane, it should be checked.
Doesn't matter. I got this big, giant metal box.
Right.
Would you mind telling us what that is?
It's a time machine.
Okay, right. Come on, throw.
Time machine. Let us know some lottery numbers in the future.
Wait, now, if he had a time machine, why wouldn't he just use that instead of getting on a plane?
Seriously.
That's fine. It's probably not. Yeah, just let him go.
No, something in the sky here. Boom!
We got to check these flip-flops.
Right.
I mean, you got to jump through hoops for weeks, months, if you want to fly with, like, an urn with ashes.
Yeah.
Just like a locked urn that you can't open. Like, they...
Really?
Oh, it's a whole deal.
I brought a radio one time, and they make you, like, demonstrate how it works.
You'd never do that now.
And
What kind of signal did you get in the air?
And wouldn't you know, the damn thing wouldn't go on when I was trying to demonstrate it. And as I'm doing it, nervously, like sweating, I see more officers going my way. I'm like, damn it, hurry up. All of a sudden, it went on. I'm like, oh, son of a gun. Thank God.
That's all they needed to hear that it worked. They didn't want to open up the back and find out if you had.
No, they just wanted to hear something. Come on.
C4.
Yeah.
It's like a Cheech and Chong situation. The radio is the marijuana.
Right.
So they x-ray it, and there was, I don't want to say a ton, but there was a lot. They discovered the white powdery substance. Were you able to find the local TV report? Here it is.
About 28 pounds of cocaine were seized at JFK Airport after being found in the wheels of a wheelchair. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers x-rayed the wheelchair after noticing all four wheels weren't turning. The white powder inside tested positive for cocaine. The traveler was from the Dominican Republic and had arrived on a flight from Punta Cana last week. She was arrested.
Punta Cana. Most people, you can't trust them.
Right. Can we pat you guys down on the way back?
They probably should have.
The front of your shorts seems a little big over here.
28 pounds.
You packing?
Yes, I am.
You pick up a 25-pound weight. Feel how heavy that is?
Yeah, that's pretty hefty.
That's quite a bit of coke.
That's a lot of party.
That's a lot of party.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of very, very awake people.
Oh. All right, then I love this guy. Man accused of using handgun to kill turkey from car window.
That's bad, right?
Just in time for Thanksgiving. And no, it's not Florida. And no, it's not Texas.
Is it here?
Not even Ohio. Let's go to New Hampshire.
Oh.
A man is being accused of shooting a turkey with a handgun through his car window.
Is it road rage incident? Turkey cut me off.
Here is New Hampshire Fish and Game Captain Michael Eastman talking about the illegal and strange hunting tactic.
It kind of goes against ethics and people's morals within hunting. So it's pretty unique for somebody to do that. That's somebody that has gone against really everything that they've been taught and what they would know the law to be. You know, certainly things like this happen quite often within season. I mean, we've had homes get shot with shotguns because turkeys like bird feeders and they hang out in people's yards. And so if it's a, you know, a bigger turkey or what someone would think was like a trophy turkey, they'll certainly shoot them in areas where they're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's not how you smoke a turkey.
Bank robber's note was written on the back of his birth certificate. Joining us now from Florida, the land of dumbass news, Magilla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is like a specialty down there.
It is.
30-year-old Michael Lloyd has admitted to robbing a bank in Missouri earlier this year after he handed a teller a note that said, quote, "Give your money now. Don't say anything. I have a partner outside." The teller followed the order, and Lloyd got away with $754.
Oh, God, that's it.
The note was written with a pink highlighter on the back of his birth certificate.
Come on, man. Come on.
That's a special kind of stupid.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
It's a special kind
of certified. Stupid. That's certified stupid.
But this wasn't even the dumbest thing he did.
Really? There's more.
There is more.
Oh, wait. There's much more.
But okay. Wait.
It's like a bad, TV thing.
Lloyd was also wearing an active ankle monitor.
Oh, my God.
And he was actually on the phone with his parole officer at the same time. What? Idiot.
Right. Was he trying a stolen car? Jim might as well.
No, he called police for a ride. I don't know.
Right.
I need a ride.
Okay, Uber.
So authorities had no problem tracking him down.
I would hope not.
Tenfold, easily.
I would hope not.
If they did, if they couldn't find him, then they're bigger dumbasses than he was.
Lloyd told police that he'd gotten into a fight with his lover and he had robbed a bank to, quote, prove a point.
Oh. Well, that's good.
It's unclear what the point was.
Right, point. I'm a dumbass, yeah. The person said, "You're stupid." Oh, yeah, I'm going to prove it. Dude.
It'd be funny if he was like, "I'm going to prove that I'm not stupid.
Right.
I'm going to prove I can get things done.
Right.
I'm going to prove I can make money.
Right. I'm a man of action."
Right. Right. So after I'm done, you know, delivering my birth certificate to someone, damn it, I need paper. This will work.
And that was the only piece of paper he had.
Right.
I mean, that's the story. I mean, like, I don't even know where mine is now.
I mean, at least like, you know, use like the back of a bank note. There's tons of paper there.
Get a napkin and a pen. Get a napkin
and a pink highlighter. They have pens at the bank.
Sometimes they let you keep them.
I'm going to think ahead. I'm not going to write the note there.
Right.
I'll have it ready to go ahead of time.
This way, I can expedite myself.
But what universe do you look around your house and that's the only piece of paper you have, your birth certificate?
I'm like, Phil, I have no idea what mine is. I'm pretty sure mine was burned up by my parents.
He probably needed for some kind of credit scores.
Right.
He was trying to get himself through something else where they needed a birth certificate.
Right. Oops. Yep. And it's a special.
If he's robbing a bank, I think his credit score is the last thing he's worried about.
That's true.
Probably. Well, maybe he was rejected. And it's like, all right, if you're not going to give me a credit card, then I'm going to have to come down and just make a withdrawal.
Right.
But I'm looking around. There's like 37 different types of paper I can use right now. Right. Not one of them is my birth certificate.
Right.
Yeah, toilet paper would have been a better choice.
So many choices, right.
Yeah, he's looking at 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Oh.
Even a receipt. Like, they give you so much extra paper sometimes.
Yeah, just get a receipt. Go
just
to CVS.
Just snip the bottom.
Buy a stick of gum at CVS. They give you, like, 9 miles of paper.
And rob several banks.
Right.
That's why he went to rob the bank to get money so he could buy gum to have the receipt to write the robbery note on.
Wow.
Yep. That's dumb.
That's a new one.
Afro man fell off stage while singing because I got high.
That's beautiful. It seems appropriate, too.
I still love that song.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's 22 years old?
Yeah.
Stop. Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah. And he hasn't come down since.
He was singing his biggest hit on stage at a club, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, when he fell off the stage. Luckily, he was fine. The concert went on. But here you'll hear the moment where he fell off the stage.
I'm getting an Afro man.
If you're going to see Afro Man, that's the only song you really want to hear.
That's the only song he's got. What else he got, really?
Yeah.
Because it's, I got High Part 2.
You said his biggest hit. I think it's his only hit. Right.
Then I Came Down. That's a devastated fan. Probably the guy he landed on.
I love it.
It didn't sound like he was doing a good job on the song.
No.
Either.
No.
Because he was high.
His song is pretty high, yeah.
That's true. He has the ultimate excuse right. for just being... Maybe it was Afro Man who walked into that bank with the birth certificate.
Maybe. I was going to stay on the stage and get high.
But he's not even saying, because I got high.
Yeah.
He's saying
he maybe had to stretch it out. This is like a
he's singing slower too. Yeah,
yeah,
because he was probably high.
But after 22 years, you think you'd be able to figure that out?
Seriously, yep.
Isn't he saying, "But I was high"?
Yeah.
Right.
It's because I got high.
Because I got high. That's why I fell off the stage.
I love that guy.
Sounds like Phil.
Afro Man!
No one else seems concerned, so that guy's got it all. Whole place.
That's the guy who he landed on.
How many people go to an Afro Man concert these days?
It can't be more than like 200, right?
Well, who knows what else was going on there.
Right. It might have been like a weed festival.
Yeah, do we have more information?
I have no idea.
We don't. Right, it doesn't say where.
Right.
Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At a club. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably free admission.
Probably.
No.
I mean, let's put it this way. Do you think Afro Man can sell out like Toad's Place here?
No. 700 sell out?
People?
No. Yeah. No.
Maybe the foyer.
It would smell nice.
The alleyway in between, maybe.